This is Akash Vanishalon, the Northeast News, read by Lucetta S. The headlines: Ministry of Development of Northeast Region has taken several steps for progress in Northeast this year. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami assures exemplary punishment for those involved in killing of student from Tripura in Dehradun. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Yanthung Patton underscores crucial role of youth in shaping future of society. It's last day today of 2025, an eventful year that goes into history. The news in detail. The Ministry of Development of the Northeast Region has taken several steps for the development of the Northeast this year. The ministry sanctioned the establishment of the Northeast Science and Technology Cluster at IIT Guwahati at a cost of over 22 crore rupees to promote research, innovation and skill development. The Rising Northeast Investors Summit was held this year in New Delhi with the participation of big corporate houses, foreign investors and public sector undertakings. The event brought about an investment interest of over 4,40,000 crore rupees from various private investors and PSUs. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has assured exemplary punishment for those involved in the killing of Anjal Chakma, a student from Tripura who recently died after being attacked by miscreants in Dehradun. Expressing deep sorrow over the incident, Chief Minister Dhami extended his condolences to the bereaved family and emphasized that no one involved in the crime would be spared. He confirmed that five suspects have already been arrested while police continue to search for the remaining fugitives. The Chief Minister further noted that he remains in regular contact with Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha and the victim's father regarding the progress of the case. Tripura's Labour Minister Tinku Roy and Industries and Commerce Minister Shantana Chakma visited the victim's home and handed over financial assistance on behalf of the Tripura government to Anjal's mother. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Yanthung Patton has underscored the crucial role of youth in shaping the future of society. He said this while addressing the Golden Jubilee celebration of the Euro Range Students' Union yesterday. Mr. Patton urged young people to shun intoxication and unhealthy practices, stressing that hard work and personal responsibility were key to a secure future. He also called for wildlife conservation and the promotion of tourism. Theme speaker Mary Benny Saris Izung from project lead of the Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission highlighted rising unemployment in the state, noting that nearly 92% of Nagas lack adequate skills. Ms. Izung stressed skill development and entrepreneurship as vital for sustainable livelihood. In view of the prevailing situation in neighbouring Bangladesh and the heightened likelihood of cross-border movement of unwanted elements, the West Garo Hills District Magistrate Mary Lisa K. Marak has imposed night curfew from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. up to 200 metres from the zero line along the Indo-Bangladesh border. According to the order, the border areas of West Garo Hills remain vulnerable to illegal infiltration, movement of insurgent groups, smuggling networks, and other unlawful activities that may threaten peace and security of the district. In a joint operation conducted on Tuesday, the Assam Police Special Task Force, STF, and Tripura Police arrested an active member of a Bangladesh-based terror outfit from the West Jaipur area of Agartala. The suspect, identified as Jagir Mia, had been evading authorities in connection with a specific case registered at the STF police station in Assam. Police officials confirmed that Jagir Mia is an operative of Imam Mahmud Kafela, a radical organization known to be a front or subgroup of the banned Jamaat-ul-Mujahideen, Bangladesh. The suspect was produced before the court of the Chief Judicial Magistrate in Agartala. After reviewing the police submission regarding his involvement in organized terror activities, the court granted a transit remand, permitting the Assam police to transport him to Assam for further interrogation. Meghalaya paid rich tributes to Jantia freedom fighter Okyang Nangba, who led a rebellion against the British on his 163rd martyrdom yesterday. The Sendra Jowai commemorated his death anniversary at Minkoi Purdi Lompurdi Yongpia Jowai. Minister of Arts and Culture Sanbor Shulai announced that a statue of Okyang Nangba would be erected near the Kyang Nangba College. The Tripura government has taken an initiative to construct a new heritage gate at the Jackson Gate area in Agartala with the aim of preserving the state's history and cultural heritage. Chief Minister Professor Manik Saha visited the Jackson Gate area and reviewed the proposed design and planning for the new gate along with officials of the concerned departments. Mr. Saha highlighted the historical significance of Jackson Gate and said that preservation of culture and heritage remains a top priority of the government. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu called the first sunrise festival at Dong Valley of Anjor District a magical experience. Mr. Khandu said the five-day-long festival is expected to create meaningful opportunities for local entrepreneurs, encourage sustainable tourism, and help small businesses flourish. He said that the goal is to see that this festival grows while strictly following the principle of leave no trash, leave no trace. Maldon Village in East Khasi Hills of Meghalaya has launched the Maldon Model Village for Environmental Stewardship Project aimed at promoting sustainable living and community-led conservation. The initiative was conceptualized and is supported and supervised by the Green Tech Foundation. The project seeks to transform Maldon into a model of environmental responsibility through paced implementation. The core objective is to empower the local community by encouraging active participation in environmental stewardship and the adoption of sustainable practices. The initiative is intended as a replicable model for other villages across Meghalaya and elsewhere in the country. The long-term goal is to establish Maldon as one of the cleanest, greenest and most environmentally sustainable villages in the nation, contributing significantly to ecological conservation and responsible development. The Aranyak, in collaboration with the Namsar Forest Division with support from Arcus Foundation, has been running Hulak Gibbon Conservation Education and Awareness Programs in Namsar District of Arunachal Pradesh. The initiative has reached 18 schools from upper primary to higher secondary levels, benefiting 1,092 students, 80 teachers and local communities, especially in forest fringe areas. The campaign is to build awareness and inspire youth participation in long-term Hulak Gibbon conservation efforts. It's the last day today of 2025, an eventful and remarkable year that goes into history. Year-end activities, including assessments in various sectors of development, are being carried out both in the official and common public platforms. People across the globe are pondering on the achievements of a full year that has gone by and also the adversities which were part of life. Preparations are in full swing to ring in the new year, 2026, tomorrow. To end the news, the headlines once again. Ministry of Development of Northeast Region had taken several steps for progress in Northeast this year. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami assures exemplary punishment for those involved in killing of student from Tripura in Dehradun. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thungu Patan underscores crucial role of youth in shaping future of society. It's last day today of 2025, an eventful year that goes into history. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.